First coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Red Berenson. The Wolverines will be the number 3 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and will face number 6 Wisconsin at 8 p.m. Eastern time in the opening round of the tournament on Thursday. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
If you'd like to start with an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, it's been an interesting year for the Big Ten, and I don't think anybody's surprised necessarily by who finished in first, but after that, it was anyone's position to win or to lose, whether it's second place, third place, or fourth place. So I thought the competition and the parity were really good in the league. You know, Wisconsin didn't have the year they wanted to, but Penn State was much improved, and Michigan was in the hunt all year. Michigan State had a great finish. So it was a good, I thought it was good competition.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Andy Baggett, Wisconsin State Journal.
Good morning, Red. Thanks for taking the time today.
Yep, thanks, Andy.
What makes Wisconsin dangerous right now?
Well, they obviously, they've got everything to gain and nothing to lose, and they're not as bad a team as their record. They've been beaten up in every regard, but they've got a goalie who can steal a game, and they've got a lot of guys that I'm sure have a lot of pride, and they're going to show up and play hard. You know, even in the games here, there were portions of the game where they outplayed us. And I thought they were much better in the second series we played them than they were in the first series, so they definitely improved as the year went on.
As a follow-up, to what degree are you concerned about overconfidence from your team?
Well, I think you get that any time you're playing a higher seed and a lower seed, but it's our job to get our team focused on playing the way we have to play and playing as hard as we have to play, because we know they're going to play hard.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Red. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Yep.
When you look at the Big Ten and the fact that they're not really highly thought of when it comes to the pairwise, what do you think of that kind of stance for the conference?
Well, maybe I don't understand the pairwise well enough. You know, we had a lot. Maybe we beat each other up too much. I don't know in our conference, but definitely we've got, I think, more better teams in our conference than shows up in the weekly poll and in the pairwise. So that's the way it is right now. We'll see how it plays out.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jason Gonzalez, Indianapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Red, appreciate you taking the time. Going off the pairwise, you guys are, I guess, in jeopardy of not making the tournament now for a third straight year. Is there pressure on the guys to end that streak? Is there pressure on you? What's kind of the feeling over there right now?
Well, I think we've always put pressure on ourselves to be in the tournament, and maybe we took it for granted, you know, after it was over 20 consecutive years. But definitely, you know, our goal is to have, we have to have a good tournament to get any consideration for the NCAA. So this is huge for our team.
And do you feel like kind of the unofficial host in a way? I know it's with you guys in Michigan State, but how much playing at the Joe will help your effort, you think, this weekend?
Well, we're more familiar with playing at the Joe than we are playing in St. Paul. And you know, and vice versa with the Western teams, but I think it could be somewhat of a home ice advantage or familiarity. We had a good experience in there over the GLI at the Christmas holiday tournament, and we had a good game against Michigan State about a little over a month ago there. So we're familiar with playing there. Now that could translate into our success, and there's no guarantee, obviously. It's not like we're playing in Yost.
Thanks, Rick.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Coach, it seemed that JT Confer had a little lull after the World Junior Championships, and then again turned up his game at the end of the season. What has been the difference from JT here at the conclusion of the season?
You know, that's a good question, Dan. I think the difference between the JT we saw in the last recent weeks and the JT we saw early in the season was just confidence. And with confidence, he's a great player. And without it, he's a good player. And we saw that extra jump in his skates and his extra patience with the puck and that extra confidence around the net. So it's amazing how when the puck starts going in the net, a player's overall performance improves.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Posick, WIBA Radio in Madison.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for your time. Two questions, actually. What type of impact has Dylan Larkin had on Zach Hyman this year? And secondly, how do you attack Wisconsin goaltender Joel Rumpel? Thank you very much.
Well, as far as the goalie, you know, we don't have any special plays or anything. We respect the fact that he's one of the top goalies in college hockey, and he showed that last year. And this year maybe hasn't been his best year, but it might have something to do with the supporting cast. But nevertheless, he can, on a given night, he can be as good as anybody. And just like any other goalie, we've got to get shots. We've got to look for rebounds. We've got to try and get some traffic in front and second effort around the net. You know, this time of year, you're not going to score pretty goals. So I think it's just hard-working blue-collar goals that are going to be important if we're going to score on Rumpel. And as far as Dylan Larkin and Zach Hyman, it's hard to say. Like, we saw Zach Hyman emerging in the second half of last year, and I predicted this would be his breakout year. I had no idea it would be as good as it has been. And I think Dylan's been good for Zach, and Zach has been good for Dylan. So it's really been a two-way street.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Frank Mazzocco with Gopher Radio Network.
Coach, also thanks for your time today. Given that coaches like to have their teams playing their best this time of year, where are the Wolverines, particularly in light? You know, I mean, you had a split last weekend, but everybody won on the road last weekend, right, for your and your team's concern.
Yeah, I thought we played two of our better games last weekend against Michigan State, home and home. And even in the loss, you know, we had the you know, I think 38 shots, and we had all kinds of scoring chances. So we were as good as we can be, and I think we're close to as good as we can be in this time of year. So we'll see. I feel good about our team, and I think we're in a good place right now. We have to prove it.
Your next question comes from the line of Rob Andringa, Big Ten Network.
Coach, kind of off of that same topic about playing well, how can you use Saturday's loss, which was a disappointing, you win the Big Ten if you win that, how can you use that as motivation for this first game in the Big Ten tournament and the Big Ten tournament overall?
Well, I think we have to you know, appreciate the fact that we played against a real solid team who's playing well right now defensively, and we played well in that game, as I mentioned. But we just have to build off of that and realize that goals are going to be precious. You know, when you give up two goals, you should win a game. But this time of year, not necessarily. So we've got to be better defensively, and we've got to be better offensively.
We can take one last question for Coach Berenson.
Your final question is a follow-up from one of Andy Baggett, Wisconsin State Journal.
Red, at various times this year, you've talked about your goaltending as being an area of issue, for lack of a better way. Is it still as big a concern for you at this point in time?
Well, I think it's week to week, Andy. You know, we've had two goalies that have started, and both have proven they can play, whether or not it's consistently enough or from game to game or week to week. So, I mean, we'll announce our starting goalie on Thursday, but right now everybody's healthy and they should be ready to go. So I can't tell you I like our overall goals against. You know, we've led the country in scoring all year. Our goals against have been higher than they should be, and I think we're getting better in that area. But still, it's, you know, we don't have a Marty Turco or you know, a one goalie, starting goalie situation. So, yeah, it's different than I'm used to. I'm a one goalie coach, but we've got two goalies.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Detroit.
Yep. Thank you, guys.